Hey guys, welcome back to Call Me Candid. Hope everyone's having a good start to their week.
Okay, I am just self-conscious that we're blowing out the microphones because I don't know if you heard the intro last week, but when we say hey guys together,
well, I try to be quiet.
Yeah, me too. I feel like I'm just talking quiet. But anyways, this week we're going to be talking about organization and everything around that because we've been organizing our bathroom. We thought we would talk about planning and just even though we're, you know, not able to really do as much as we usually would, it's still summer and it's still a good time to like, you know, we talk about business on this podcast. So like start a YouTube channel or start your business that you've been thinking about.
Dude, now's the perfect time literally to do that. Like you really should. Like I feel like all of us just have a little bit more time on our hands. You can't like go walk around the mall and like just blow your time. So you might as well, I mean, I guess get organized, start a side hustle, whatever. But with us moving, like our life is just a mess right now. So I feel like we all just need to talk about organization. And you like already did it in like...
Well, it's interesting because I was talking about how Lily and I are doing the same things to our living spaces, even though I've lived here for 8 months and she just moved in. But that is how late I've been pushing back. Like I'm just not good at moving. Like growing up, I lived in the same house for 18 years.
I didn't know that.
So I just never knew how to move. Like my first time moving was moving out alone. And so I didn't really know what you're supposed to bring and how you're supposed to organize and like all that stuff. So I feel like I'm just now learning cleaning up after myself and organizing and all of that stuff. So
that is so interesting. I never knew that. I feel like I never meet people where they like stayed in the same house forever.
Did you move a lot?
Girl, so many times.
Oh, really?
I moved. I mean, I don't know an exact number, but I would say probably at least like 7 times.
Holy crap.
Before here.
In the same city?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived in the same area. I lived in Raleigh my entire life. But, like, my parents got a divorce. Even before then, though, like, we lived in an apartment, then a house, and then an apartment. Like, my mom and dad split up, so I lived with her. And then my mom remarried. So, like, I just, like, have lived literally all over the place. So I became a professional mover.
Interesting. So do you have organization tips for that? Because I feel like I'm just now learning.
No, like in terms of moving?
Yeah.
Like packing or what? Like
I get just like getting a bathroom and actually organizing it because growing up I didn't do that ever.
Okay, here's the thing. I moved a lot, but I was never very organized. Like I feel like I have good tips for actually moving in terms of like, I mean, we even packed our literally all of our stuff into like a car and drove 20 hours. So I feel like I have great tips for that. But in terms of actually like unpacking, my biggest tip is to unpack your stuff like right away. Like we unpacked right away. Like, did you notice that? Like,
no, y'all were so fast.
Like we didn't have decorations and we still don't really have stuff like that, but we unpacked and it felt so good to like get your like clothes hung up and stuff.
Oh, wait. We didn't even address, if you're watching the YouTube video, we just hung up our Call Me Candid sign. And that's a whole other thing. This project is this room in our house. This is what I'm saying. I've been living here for 8 months and we're just now getting to this room.
I know.
This is going to be the podcast set and also my office. So the wall that we're looking at right now is so bad.
We need to post a picture on Instagram on stories and show them.
There's a ladder and there's half of like the brown paper wall behind and then half of it's kind of white. And then there's our different color white paint over it and we're trying to figure out
corners
and we're just trying to figure out how to paint ourselves
and then there's dust literally all over. Like we just wiped off this desk, I put my stuff down, there's just like dust all over because when you scrape off like sand the wall, who knew that like literally it's like a dust storm in here.
It makes sense though because it's like where is that gonna go?
It's gonna
turn into something.
I know, we should have covered everything, but guys, we're still learning. Like I feel like we're little babies at this time.
Like I don't know
a lot about life
these years
every day, and it's like I feel like it makes the podcast like even more authentic because like here we are just looking at like an unfinished wall and it's just life. But we have so much to talk about this week. I feel like we should just dive into like highs and lows.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first for highs?
Okay.
Or should we start with lows? I never know.
I think we should start with lows.
Okay.
And for my low, it's just going to be a weird story. Like it's not really a low. It's just like this weird thing that happened like a few minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
So this is so weird and I don't even know how to fully explain this. So Ryan and I were talking about stocks and he was telling me to buy this stock and he was like, oh, it's doing super well. And so I go to check mine. I'm like, oh my gosh, I never actually bought it, which means like I didn't make any money off of it. So that's a conversation we had, right? Mm-hmm. And then today we were talking about that same stock again. And I was like, oh yeah, but you told me not to buy that yesterday, remember?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, that wasn't yesterday. That was this morning. And I was like, no, it was not this morning. Like it was yesterday. And like my brain remembers this incident happening yesterday, not this morning. And he was like flabbergasted that I thought it was yesterday. And I was like, no, like,
wait, so was it yesterday?
Well, that's, I'm getting the story.
I'm like, what?
So I'm so confident that I'm like, I will bet our entire future marriage on this. Like, I know.
Oh my gosh, guys.
I was like, Ryan is like going crazy right now. Like, I know that this happened not today. Like, I thought he was literally insane. And he was just looking at me like I was just in a different universe.
That is so weird.
So luckily we have cameras in our house and we can like play back footage of like what happened.
Oh my gosh.
And so he like fast forwards backwards or rewinds to this morning, and he had to show me video proof that it happened this morning. And okay, this is the weirdest thing. I've tried to Google what happened to my brain.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what?
It's not memory loss, because I remember the situation perfectly, but my brain does not remember the order. Like, my brain has it mixed up, and it's just so weird. Like, I felt sick to my stomach because I was like, I do not remember that happening this morning. Like, I remember waking up.
So you literally picture it like yesterday. Like, yes, you were like, in the clothes you wore yesterday. Like, everything was yesterday.
Everything was yesterday. And I have the memories of what happened before and what happened after.
Wow.
But the actual memory is a blank spot this morning. And I put that memory in a different day. And it is the weirdest thing. And I was trying to Google, like, memory misplacement
or something like that. Oh my gosh, no.
No, but there's nothing on it.
Okay.
There's like memory loss, there's you forgetting things, there's you remembering an event happening differently than it actually did, but there is nothing about having a memory but having it out of order. So if anyone in the YouTube comments knows what happens, like,
or if you've had this happen to you, like, I've never experienced that, and it sounds like uncomfortable. Like, I don't blame you for being like,
it made me feel sick, because I was like, that I've never been under sedation where you like lose a memory or passing out and then waking up and literally losing a chunk of time. I've never had that happen, and this was the first time where I actually felt like, wow, like, my brain remembers something completely different than what it actually happened as. And that is such an unnerving feeling. It is so weird.
Okay, have you had your wisdom teeth taken out?
Do you have any? They're growing right now. I can like feel them.
What? Oh my gosh. So I'll like know you when you get them out. That is so funny.
Wait, have you gotten yours out?
Yes.
Did you go under or did you get?
Oh. Well, okay. Not like, they have different levels, but I don't remember a single thing. But like, apparently it's not like I was on like a machine. Like, they just kind of sedate you. But technically, I guess you still can respond, but you just don't remember that time.
Wow.
Like, that chunk. And it was the weirdest feeling, because I had never had surgery or absolutely anything before. Yeah. And I hate like doctors and like all of those situations. And just, I was terrified. So I remember just waking up and like walking out and crying because I wanted to go to the mall. Like, Devin took me and he picked me up. And I just started sobbing. I was like, I want to walk around the mall. I want Dunkin'. And like, I couldn't do either of those things. And I just remember being really emotional.
So your brain just forgets a chunk of time, right?
Yes, because you're still technically awake when they take them out, but like, I don't remember them taking them out or anything. Like, I don't remember counting down or like them saying, okay, you're about to go, like, nothing. It's so weird. Your brain just boop.
And it's weird because you know it's going to happen, but you still can't account for it.
No. Like, so that's, it's like what you experienced, essentially, kind of.
But it's just so weird because it's not memory loss, because I have the memory. No, it just doesn't exist on the day it actually happened.
The
timeline is so weird to me. But anyways, what's your low?
Whoa. I'm like shocked by this, guys. I'm like, let's dive in. So my low would probably be my energy levels.
Oh.
Yeah. My energy has been weird, and I've been sleeping a little bit more, and I don't know if it's just like work and moving is catching up to me. Like, I would be honest, like, I'm not anxious, like, at least not that I know of. Like, I feel really good. I'm excited for the shop, like, whatever. But my, like, I've just been tired. Like, waking up in the morning for CrossFit, I'm like, oh, like, we woke up today and we actually had tons to do this morning anyways. That's like a whole other story. But I was like, Dev, I just like can't go to CrossFit. And that's not like me to say that. So I think my whole thing is like, mentally next week I'm gonna be like, Lily, you don't have a choice, you're going to CrossFit this week.
That's the interesting thing about waking up early and working out, because there are some days where you know, like, okay, I can push myself today. I'm just being lazy or whatever. But there are some days where your body's telling you, like, hey, like, you need to rest.
Genuinely tired.
Yeah.
And I'm still sore from CrossFit like a few days ago. Like, nothing crazy. Like, I'm fine, I'm not in pain. But like, I think my body's just like recuperating, and like CrossFit. So yeah, I'm not working out as many or what?
Wait, okay. This is just a theory.
No, yeah.
But lactic acid, I've heard, makes you more tired. And so maybe your body is just not used to like the amount that's in your body right now.
Probably it. I've heard. So I know like of lactic acid. I didn't know it makes you like more sleepy. But here's my thing. Before I moved here, I was working out, no joke, about every single day.
Oh, yeah.
I was on a grind. But here's the thing. I was not working out in the way that I am now. Like, I wasn't using heavier weights. I wasn't literally sweating on my legs. Like, guys, CrossFit makes my legs and, like, every square inch of my body sweats. The weirdest thing. And it feels so good. Like,
yeah.
I love it. But I think I'm just working out so hard that my body's just like, oh my gosh, I can't move. So I think I'm getting used to it. And I'm just going to make myself get up next week. For me, it's mental.
Yeah. I think if you push through this week, then your body will get more used to it. But there's this guy who was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he was saying how you should never be sore from the gym because it's you overworking yourself. But I don't know how I feel about that, because I feel like if you're sore, it means that your muscles are going to rebuild themselves to be stronger. Yeah. So I don't know. I kind of like the feeling of being sore, but maybe that's just me.
No, I love it. Like, I love when you stretch and like you feel sore. Like, I'll sit in bed and like kind of stretch every night, and I love the feeling. But like, mental fatigue is a gnaw for me.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's not fun.
But it's weird. Like, I've not. So do you hate like an afternoon, like midday slump?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't this week. That's the weirdest part. I've just like been a little bit less, I don't know, like my energy's been lower. Like right now I'm kind of sleepy, but like midday I'm still like getting my work done. Like I don't really need a coffee, but it just, I don't know, like in the morning I wake up feeling so tired, and at night I'm tired.
Dude, I've been drinking so much caffeine, it's really bad.
You're on an energy drink.
Like, today I've already had two coffees, and now I'm drinking an energy drink.
What coffee did you have? Did you go to Starbucks?
Twice.
What are you still getting? The tell them what you get.
It's a macro barista recipe, so it's a iced coffee with no classic syrup, 1.5 pumps of white mocha, 2 pumps of sugar-free vanilla, and a splash of cream.
It sounds really good.
I think I looked it up, and it has like 150 milligrams of caffeine, or maybe 200. See, which is
I don't know anything about caffeine and like what a cup of coffee has or anything. Like, what are we supposed to have in a day?
I forgot the max. I think it's like 500 though. So I think I'd be surpassing that today. I don't know.
500?
Yeah.
I need to add this up because I usually have like 2 coffees a day. Okay. I tried a new Starbucks drink, speaking of.
Oh yeah. How was that?
So I got, it's the longest name. Like, I looked it up to see if I was like making this up, but I think it's, what is it? Like, some, it's Nitro Cold Brew basically with an almond milk cold foam top and cinnamon. So they literally just like froth almond milk and put it on top of it, and it's like cold, so it's not like warm froth, and they literally just put cinnamon on top, so there's like no sweeteners from what I know. I don't think.
Oh
yeah,
I wouldn't like that.
No, but then you could still have them put like a little bit of like a sugar-free like something in. But we loved it. It was so good. But like, nitro gets you like shaking. It's, dude, the best.
I'm experiencing it right now, but when I drink too much caffeine, I feel it in like the center of my between my eyes.
Weird.
And like my eyes get kind of sore in my eye sockets, and I'm experiencing that right now because I think I'm definitely surpassing my caffeine.
Yeah, no more caffeine for the day.
But I need it for this episode.
I know. We are recording way later than we normally do. Guys, it's Friday. This goes up Monday. Like,
well, Devin's hanging out with his little friend right now. So
he's busy anyways. He's gonna do it tomorrow. He's got it. But I mean, it feels good to be recording. I guess so. Yeah, that was my low, was energy. I feel like we like go all over the place. And then what is your high then? We'll end it on a good note.
My high is sort of that work is just picking up again. Like, I remember sponsors were just completely out of the picture for a little bit. And that's just scary for, obviously, YouTubers. Like, that's how you make your money. And AdSense is lower because obviously not many people are paying for ads. Wait,
AdSense is lower?
It was. It's picking back up again.
Oh.
But CPMs were lower and all that stuff. And so it just felt kind of like our jobs were at a standstill, even though we're still posting. So I feel like it's just back into the swing of things. And that's just fun for me.
No, that feels good. So do you think with sponsorships, because obviously like we're still in the pandemic, and honestly, it's like a second wave. It's kind of just as bad as it was at the beginning, right?
It's not worse. Now, I think. I mean, depends on where you live.
But do you think sponsors are like just kind of accepting that this is the reality and they have to still market and like jump in?
Well,
or what do you think it is?
I'm not super knowledgeable about all this. This is just sort of
like bits and pieces and like heard. What you think.
But everyone thought that the stock market was going to crash super badly, like 2008. And I don't think it has nearly as much as people thought. No. And I think the economy is actually doing a lot better than people expected. And so sponsors are just kind of like, oh, people are still out there buying stuff and the economy is still flowing. So
people are online shopping right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I bought so many things from Amazon. It's not even funny. Like my consumption, I feel like, has stayed about the same.
Yeah, I kind of told myself, I was like, oh, yay, like a pandemic, I'm not going to spend as much money. But I'm still ordering.
I was scared and I was like, oh, I'm not doing anything.
No, I saved money at first. And then Dev and I got so antsy and like we would go to the Starbucks drive through because we like knew that was safe at a certain point. So like we were doing that every single day. And like we would just go, like, I don't know, you just need stuff to do. So like you go to like drive throughs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was online shopping because like I need clothes.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't even know how much I was spending this time like last year though. Like, I don't even remember what like normal spending is for me. So it's kind of hard to compare.
Yeah, because you're not going to restaurants. No. You're not going to the movies with your friends. You're not doing events and you're not traveling. So
travel is a big one.
But I used to never spend money on online clothes. And right at the start of quarantine, I was going crazy. But it was also like my fashion blogger Haley stage. So
I loved that stage. And like, bring that stage back. Like,
it's so weird how I was just thinking about that today. Like, I look in the closet and it's the same closet as when I was wearing those outfits.
Yeah.
But now I look at it and I'm like, I don't have any outfit ideas. Isn't that so funny? It's the same closet. Is it because
you already wore the, like, are you funny about wearing like, the same stuff again?
Or, like too much? I could mix and match it, but it just feels like the clothes that I have that are new and relevant and trendy are, like, the same.
I know.
2015 pieces. I don't know.
I feel you.
That
feel
like sounds like a lot of pieces. It's probably a lot lesser than that, but.
It probably is. Yeah. I know. And, like, we're not trying to sound, like, weird, but, like, everyone knows, like, you just get tired of your clothes. Like, I was thinking about that today. Like, I feel like I wear the same things over and over again, but at the same time, I feel like I'd be such a good candidate for, like, a capsule wardrobe because I love grabbing, like, okay, I wear these dang sweat shorts all the time. I cut, okay, people keep asking me about my, like, little sweat shorts. I literally just cut my Brandy Melville sweatpants. So 10 out of 10 recommend doing it. It's, like, so cute. And I made them, like, longer. I, like, really like long shorts.
Yeah, same.
But I'm, like, grabbing the same clothes 24/7. I'm, like, I might as well just have a dang capsule wardrobe and just order, like, really nice pieces and just go crazy. But then I know I would do that and be tired of my clothes. So
yeah, anyways. And then you'd be getting a new capsule wardrobe, like, every month. And then it's the same thing. It's just buying regular clothes. So anyways, what's your high?
Okay. My high, I don't, like, okay. So I guess it would just be work, like similar thing. Like the shop is actually going to be opening. I know I keep saying that, but like it's actually going to be opening. I'm getting sent inventory to take pictures.
Wait, I know you're high. What? It's your secret project that no one knows about.
My secret. So dude, my brain like blocks it out because I can't talk about it with like anyone. Like, you know, but basically no one knows about this. I've been working on a project for almost a year. Yeah, I think I started in August of last year.
What? I love it because I think it's so unexpected. Like, I think people are going to be like, wow, I did not expect that.
Like, oh my gosh. I wonder what people think it could be. Like, I need to, like, have people guess. I need to start talking about it more, like, teasing it a little bit. Because it's coming, I think, to an end soon. Like, I'll be able to release. But no one knows. Like, it is so different. Like, I feel like people will just, I don't know. I don't want to, like, give anything away.
Dude, I don't know how I feel about keeping things a secret and then talking about them, because whenever I launched Retro Reprise, a lot of the criticism I got was like, oh, she just sprung it on us all of a sudden. And
really,
because like, I had been working on it for a year just like you have.
Yeah, I know.
And then I maybe gave a 2-week, you know, thing. Ooh. Or like 1 week, and people were just like, oh, well, like this came out of nowhere. And so I'm wondering, so if
how,
like,
how would you have done it though?
I guess people wanted to come along for the process, but I don't want to talk about something when it's 6 months out because that's too long. But maybe 1 month out, you can be like, hey, I've been working on this thing and like, here's the process and it's coming out soon. And I wonder if people like that more, because I kind of like when I'm watching, let's say, Zoella. She has so many projects and she's like, oh, I'm working on this book and it doesn't come like out you're for a part long time. Of it. Yeah, but that's because she's like showing the meetings and everything. And it's so you really have to commit. It's not just like, oh, I've been working on this and it's 1 month out. Like, really taking them along the journey.
That's so interesting to think about.
Yeah. It could go either way, though.
I didn't really document this, though. This is what you have to think about.
Same.
You didn't?
Okay, well, here's the thing.
I figured you did. You're on YouTube. My excuse was, like, I don't document anything.
There's nothing to document, though, because I don't live in LA. So, a lot of YouTubers, it's so fun to, like, go to the office and sit down with your managers and, like, have these meetings. But mine are over email and phone. And so, it's, like, what am I supposed to do? Record these phone calls? Mm-hmm. Like, it's me drawing on my iPad these really crappy little sketches. Yeah. And then, I mean, it is cool to like get samples and stuff like that, but it's not enough to be like, wow, the Shane Dawson documentary of me creating a palette. Like, it's not fun like that.
They literally, if I showed this process, like there have been calls involved, I would have been in pajamas around the same time. Yeah, like
same
once
you.
A week, like every Thursday I have these calls and it would have been so boring.
It's just a phone call. Yeah.
And I think what is interesting is like, the changes and how far like the project has really come, because it's gone on for so long. Like there's been so many revisions, but even then, I don't know. I feel like I need to like read a book or something about like how to launch, because yeah. I don't even know, like no matter what your business is, launching is so stressful. Like no matter what kind of like avenue you're going down, yeah. it's hard. It's like, you just never know like what is the smartest way to do this. So I feel like I need to research.
Ryan and I were just talking about this today. One of the people we really respect and admire for her launches is Sarah's Day, because she does a lot of product launches with White Fox Boutique. And I know that she could be selling through these products with just an Instagram post, but she goes above and beyond, and her fiance does videography for brands. And so they will make the coolest campaigns. Like her most recent one is she is a video game character, and like she's unlocking the new pieces, and that's elaborate so and cool and so unnecessary too, because I know she could sell through them without even doing something really creative. But
when you go the extra mile though, it's just so different. And I feel like she's smart, because yeah, she has a huge following on Instagram, whatever, but like you might as well go above and beyond and maybe attract people that don't follow you on Instagram. That's and they true. Just like learn about, you know, her White Fox like collabs or whatever. Like mm-hmm. it's smart. And I feel like I feel like
you do that. Like your picnic really? One, I thought that was so cute.
Oh, yeah, that was cute. So Devin pushes me to do things like that. I'm the type of person where I'm just nervous to launch. I'm mm-hmm. anxious. I don't really want to like think about it. I just like want to do it and like hope that it goes well. But he kind of made me fall in love with like really like picturing like a story with it, like I don't know, like making a collection and like thinking about pretty ways to present it. So my next project is a little bit more difficult, you know that, like I'm sitting here like how would I do that, but we can brainstorm, I guess.
Yeah.
But like with my shop reopening, I want to like have really good shoots, and I don't want to be in like every picture. Like I want to hire people and like yeah. get some diversity going on and mm-hmm. like just really like have these epic shoots and like whatever. So I don't know. Like, yeah, I guess my high is my secret project. I'm like, thanks, girl. That's my high. I forget about it. Like,
it's my high. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Anywho.
Speaking of, we're going to be designing the Call Me Candid merch right after we record this.
I know. I want to doodle. I made doodles and I'm not as into it. Like, I want to do it with you because I have a lot of ideas and they're all over.
My lettering is just so amazing. Kaylee's so
the designer. She's the creative genius.
It's actually funny because on my merch website, there are some things that I actually like hand drew, but it's supposed to be that like
purposely
messy look, because yes. I literally can't do the stuff that you do. Like,
it is so funny, my lettering posts where I like sit and try so hard on fonts like won't do as well as one that's like just bold kind mm-hmm. of simple, like kind of messy-ish letters,
like looks like handwriting.
Yes, it's yeah. so interesting how people just like are drawn to that look. I don't know if it's because it's more realistic to their handwriting and it's like relatable. I don't know, it's like it fascinates me so much, because like even today I like sat and I did like a crazy font mm-hmm. and the post actually did pretty well, but I don't know, I was like, this better go viral. Like I worked so dang hard on those yeah. letters, which is funny.
It was a good font.
Thanks, girl.
But anyway, should we get into our organization? Yes. Because we've spent half the podcast talking about these things. But it flies it's by, because so I love though. Talking about like business launches and all those sorts of things.
I feel like it's good though. Guys, we don't plan out the episodes at all. Like I just need to say, I always try to make us do it and then we don't. But it's fun because like we just literally chat with you guys and talk about whatever.
Okay, wait. Before we move on, should we address the last yes. episode?
It's all you, because I'm not good at doing that. So go for it.
Okay, it's not even really addressing it. It's just like a quick little blurb. So on last week's episode, we talked about birth control. And I think the YouTube space is just a very different one, because... The podcast community that we've built, I feel like, is super... super sweet girls, like,
and they know us and they know our yeah. intentions is all I gotta say.
Yeah. And so I feel like YouTube is just kind of the comment section is kind of known for correcting people, which is fine. I love to be informed, I love to be corrected, but it's just great. The way in which you do it. So we just want to say, consult your doctor about birth control, and it's your body and it's your responsibility. So we were just, you know, I'm 19, you're 21, and we were just personally sharing our experiences. It's not a recommendation.
No.
It's not a you should do this or you shouldn't do that. So,
I wanted the vibes to be like, we're having a slumber party and we're chatting about it's birth control. Talk. Like, it's you not, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not we are doctors informing you. Like, and, it is the last thing from
and
that.
And we understand, though, y'all's point of view of, like, maybe kind of thinking about it a little bit more, it like, makes researching. Sense,
but it's also, like, what do you expect?
I know.
The things that we said are controversial. Like, we talked about natural birth control, and the thing is that's not a Western idea. Like, that is not popular in the United States at all. And I've heard that it's more popular in Europe, and it's more of like a well-known idea. And over here, it is just against basically everything we've been taught.
Basically.
And of course, doctors would like you to like buy birth control. They make a lot of money. I could do a
whole episode on like, guys, I'm kind of like a hippie with stuff.
So yeah.
I'm
like, so you know exactly what I mean by that. Yes. But it's like, I'm not recommending you do anything. I'm not suggesting that it's hard to get pregnant. I know that it is very easy to get pregnant.
Something to know about the natural way. I'm gonna say, if you listen to that and it resonated with you and you want to do it, you got to be like on point though with doing it, or you definitely could get pregnant. So like, make sure you like watch videos, read articles, do all the things.
You can get pregnant on any birth control, so you need to be doing your own research, and we're not doctors at all. But yeah, I just think it's interesting, and like, I think it's actually fun to talk about things that people have different opinions on, and it's something I would like to do on this podcast.
Don't necessarily know a ton about, because then I think all of us start like thinking, and I don't know, it's just like fun to express your opinions. And so I mean, we wanted to address that because there were some like comments and we're like, you know what, they're kind of right, like we should maybe research a little bit more. But like I just said a few minutes ago, we literally don't plan out our episodes and we kind of just go for it. So
yeah
that's all we're gonna say about that whole situation. But we love you guys, and we're gonna talk about some organization, because that is what's going down. I feel like you need to start this conversation, because like, because of you, I got into it.
Okay, so this all started with me, first of all, watching a Zoella video of her organizing her skincare and makeup.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Well, kind of. I had already just been very unsatisfied with my bathroom because it's so messy.
It is not messy.
It was really, like, the drawers. Oh. Like, you wouldn't be able to tell, but, like, if you open a drawer, you'd be like, oh, she lives her lifestyle differently.
Concealed chaos.
Yeah, that is my exactly. life. So, I just really wanted to get that all in order, and I have all of my makeup in makeup bags. Like, I don't even have it
set up. That's how mine is. Up. I don't like it. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, so, it's actually crazy. In my head, organizing takes a full day of, like, ripping everything out, laying it all out, and guess what, guys? It only took me, like, 2 hours maybe to do all of my makeup and all my skincare.
You just gotta set your mind to it.
Yeah, so it is kind of expensive though. Like, I am trying to think of a more DIY situation. It also depends on like how much stuff you're organizing, but
so I think that's it. I think tell them why you did this, but you went all in, whereas you could totally do it in stages. Like, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, so Lily and I went to the Container Store. This will all be on a vlog, but I spent so much money on literally containers. Yeah, and it's because it's for me, Ryan, and this room, so it's like a lot. Like, if you're doing this at home, it's probably just for your bathroom and it's not going to cost you as much. But it's just so easy. Like, it is so weird to me that just using I'm getting so passionate for
no I love it no go
but
for it
just using these little compartments makes the whole thing different. And it's so interesting on the video, because I had 6 drawers full of stuff, and by the end
it's condensed.
I only had 2 drawers, and they were like half full. Think about that. Most of it was trash or just a bad use of space. So
did
just
you get
really
rid
crazy.
Of like old products and stuff too?
No, I didn't even get rid of that much stuff. That's the crazy part. It's like, it was the same amount of stuff, and it took up a fraction of the space, and it's crazy. And there's only one makeup drawer, and there's one skincare drawer. And I thought it was going to be like, oh, I have no space for this. But I did. It was just packaging and cardboard.
That is why you do it.
Yeah. So inspire yourselves by doing that, because it doesn't take as long as you would think. Mm-mm. And it also saves so much space. And I'm using things that I wouldn't. Like those little flosser picks for your teeth.
Yes, I love those. Do you normally floss? Because I do not. And it's kind of a bad situation.
I have phases. I don't know.
You have good teeth. Like, I would kind of assume
you have
you
good
do.
Teeth too.
They're going very much downhill. I haven't been to the dentist in a very long time.
It's
and I'm
so
nervous.
Funny how everyone sees their teeth differently. Because I'll look at someone and be like, "Your teeth are perfect," and they're like, "Oh no, I have this here and that here." And I'm like, "Okay, I literally would not be able to see that."
No, that's true. That's everyone. Like, we're all hard on ourselves. But like, I would think you floss. So I'm like, shook. I have like a water pick, and I do it because I have a bar on my bottom.
I don't understand the water picks. I feel like they don't work.
Apparently they work better than floss, because I remember my dentist back home, I have like a bar on my bottom, like set of teeth, is that what you say,
like a retainer bar?
Yeah.
Okay,
because those teeth, like I had Invisalign, and which by the way was amazing, that was so much better. Like, I'm so glad my parents did that. Like, thank you, because Invisalign freaking rocked. But it would not fix my bottom teeth, so they put in like a permanent situation for me, and then you can't use normal floss, so I didn't. And then I got gingivitis, and they're like, he threatened me. This same dentist, okay, I've seen him forever. I used to suck my thumb. Did you ever suck your thumb when you were a kid?
No. I know that my two front teeth go out, though, and I think it's from lollipops.
Oh.
I used to love lollipops. Because my mom was like, oh, that you always funny. Sucked on suckers. That's what she calls them.
Suckers.
Yeah, suckers. And I apparently loved those and was just pulling my front teeth out.
So I sucked my thumb. So that's what it did. And he was like, all your teeth are going to shift forward. So my parents were like, Lily, you have to stop. So then I got a cat if I stopped doing
Wait,
it.
Wait, how old were you?
I was older. I wouldn't know. I'd have to like ask my mom or dad. I bet I was probably like six, still going at it. Like I wouldn't during the day, I would at night. Like it was like my self-soothing type thing. Anyway, so that guy, that dentist, freaking scared me from sucking my thumb as a kid. I'll never forget crying. He's like, your teeth are all going to push forward. And I'm like, great. And then he told me that I had gingivitis and all my bottom teeth were going to fall out.
Oh.
And so I ordered a water pick, but then I stopped doing it. And now I know here whenever I go to the dentist, they're going to be like, your teeth are just falling out your mouth. Like I'm too scared.
Dude, that's another thing about growing up is now I have to do my own dentist appointment.
I was going to ask you where you go. I'm like, I need to go there.
That's the issue is I was a year and a half overdue.
Yes.
Before quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm probably close to 2 years overdue, and I've never gone like that before.
That's relatable as heck. I know. I used to go every 6 months. Anyways, sorry, that was like off topic, but I had to say it because flossing, do it. Like, I need to do it. I'm going to start doing it today. It's a thing. But anyways.
Your organization. Do you have any tips for like home stuff, or do you want to just get into planning and productivity and starting a YouTube channel?
I want to touch on organizing because I literally moved into a new apartment. I have so much to organize, but I just want to say it's okay to do like little bits at a time. So like what I'm going to do, and I'm going to vlog it too. You inspired me. So if you guys want to see my video, it's going to go up eventually. But I didn't organize my makeup. It's been in a bag, like a big bag that it's just, I feel like it's a pit. Like I can never find my makeup. So I bought like a little thing for my brushes and all my makeup to put on. So I'm really excited. But I'm just going to tackle that like slowly but surely. And I'm just pumped. Like there's nothing like having your stuff organized and like clear organizers. And I'm just like, thanks girl for motivating me. So it's funny though, because right when we went, I wanted to do it like right away, but I didn't want to vlog, so yeah. I just like haven't
done it. You have to be in the mood
it.
For both.
But that's the funny thing with YouTube, like I can't do it then because it wouldn't be genuine. So it's just like sitting in my closet, all of my containers. I'm like, I just want to do it.
I had that today. I wanted to do my earrings and jewelry and stuff, and
oh,
I was like,
you didn't do that?
Not yet, because that's like a whole other beast.
Oh,
and so
gosh.
I was like, but I'm not in the mood to vlog, so can't do it yet.
That's gonna be so appealing.
I feel like I can't make, I mean, I guess I could. It's just the vlog channel, but like title an entire video like jewelry organization, but we'll see.
Is all your jewelry like knotted?
Yes. Okay.
That's going to be so appealing though.
This is the issue is I can't buy jewelry because I just lose it. And so now I feel like since I have the organization, I won't lose it anymore.
I am not a jewelry person. Like some people spend a lot of money on jewelry. Like what's your thing? Like clothes, shoes, jewelry, like beauty, like what is your thing?
I don't know. I go in phases.
Yeah, I feel
I've
that.
I've never had a jewelry that. Phase though.
No, never.
Well, did you ever like get into like the James Avery rings?
No, but I've heard about them and you've told me, yeah, that you
I have
got
them in my bag. Like I used to have them on all my feet. I just feel like it looks tacky now with the wedding ring. Like it just
you
looks
have to
like
go minimalist now, I feel like.
Yeah. Or just have I feel like once you have a wedding ring, you have to have a bunch of other nice jewelry on or else it looks tacky.
And it has to like kind of match it.
Yeah.
Like for me, I have a gold band, so I feel like everything would have to be like gold.
Yeah.
And like my nails, like I just need, like what is the situation? I look down, I'm like, what the heck? Like when you have a ring, I feel like your hands have to look good. My nails
like
are like
under my nails.
I don't even cut my nails straight. I'm like, what the heck? Anyways, basically we're trying to organize our life. And I feel like too, the timing of this is so good because we're like halfway through the year, a little over half. Isn't that crazy?
That's just weird.
That is so nuts. It's so like, okay, this year has been a struggle, I think, for everyone, for sure. But I don't want to necessarily be, like, super negative. Like, still great things are going on. Like, we're making do. And I feel like as a country and, like, world, we're, like, coming together in new ways. No?
I don't know. I mean, we are in certain ways. And
no,
we're still
we're struggling in many ways. But I'm saying in terms of, like, when I'm out, like, it's kind of nice. Like, we're all wearing our masks. We're all doing our part. And like,
except for the Karens who refuse to wear their masks.
Well, here you have to. It's, like, literally, like, a law. Like, the ticket.
It's, like, $250.
Yeah, I was like, holy crap, that is not worth it. You all better wear your mask. But I don't know. Like, I don't want to be super, super negative about this year.
I feel like there is no point.
Your mic almost just fell off the table.
I just feel like even though bad things are happening, being negative doesn't help the situation.
No.
Even if it's super sad,
yeah.
There's still I mean, there's a time and place to be sad and for to sure. grieve.
And I think we all know, like, we've all had those times for yeah. sure, especially like recently, like different, you know, things. And I get that. But
at the same time, I think being you. Positive about it is like mm-hmm. what's going to move us forward.
I agree.
So, yeah.
And I was thinking about that because, like, I feel like a lot of people were like in January 2020, like, this is going to be the best year. Like, yeah. 2020, it sounds great. That was me. And, like, if you would have told me I, like, couldn't go to coffee shops and
doesn't it put it into perspective, though? Because I remember everyone just taking a big fat dump on 2019 and being like, 2019 was the worst year of my life. And now we're like,
oh, I love that you said that.
Now we're really just put into our place because things are really never... You know, there's always a worse situation to be in now that we've seen 2020. We definitely have learned that
That's
lesson.
That's so true because people hated last year. I feel like yeah. collectively, a lot of people were like, 2019 sucked. I'm ready for 2020.
Yeah.
But that is so true because you look back to this summer. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still, like I said, great things happening. And honestly, I'm in like a really happy space right now with yeah. like the situations going on. Like, of course, there's struggles, but like, I don't know. I'm really happy with work. Mm-hmm. And we moved to like a new state. That's amazing. But you look at last year and you definitely are like, dang, I should have soaked up going on vacation more.
Yeah.
Or like because getting to hug people. And yeah, like,
it's just crazy the tiny little things that we will no longer take for granted. But
I love that you said that. No, yeah. But anyways, do you want to talk about like organization for like productivity purposes?
Yeah, I thought it'd be interesting if you talked about your YouTube channel because I feel like you all of a sudden just... Because it's a slow grind, like at first, yeah. like getting yourself to post. And now, once you're in the habit of it, like how did you make time in your schedule for that?
So that's, yeah. I haven't in a way. Like, okay, yes, I am posting more. Like, I really, really want to post 2 videos a week. And it's funny because people are commenting. They're like, yeah, you're actually posting now. And I'm like, that's so cool that people notice that though. And that makes me want to post because like people actually want to see yeah. my videos. I feel like when it's you, you're like, no one cares. Like, dude, whatever.
That's us with the Trey Family channel. Like, yeah, we're kind of bad about that. But
I love that channel. I think it's so cute. Anyways, I'm like, I love it. But basically for me, the biggest game changer, and I know that this is impossible for everyone, but Devin is now helping with editing. And
it's true.
Like, guys, before we moved, I did it all myself. And so, like, when I posted.
Shipping.
Yeah. So, like, trust me, I get it. Like, if you're in that phase where you're, like, editing videos and, like, working on your side hustle, or you're in school or you're babysitting and doing whatever, like, trust me, I've been there. And, like, my life is still kind of crazy. But having Dev help was, like, the biggest help ever. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you feel that way with, like, outsourcing work. And so, I yeah. think that made it more manageable for me because I had a hard time being creative. And, like, pulling out the camera and vlogging and then knowing that entire night I was going to stay up till like 2 a.m. and put in the footage and like start clipping it. Like, it's yeah. a lot of work.
I think another example too, which is really good, which is probably a lot of people who are listening to this situations, but our friend Bella, she babysits full time. So Monday through Friday, she's going in at least like 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
But she's trying to like become serious about Instagram mm-hmm. and actually, you know, she only has one more year of high school. So what's beyond that? Like,
I know.
What's she going to be doing for money in college? How's she going to pay for that? Or is she even going to go to college? Like, there's just so many possibilities at that age, which is like probably a lot.
Which is so exciting. Y'all.
Yeah. So what she's been doing is because she's not gonna like make these kids take her pictures and she's really tired after imagine? Work. I literally told her to. I'm like, well, why not?
That but is so funny.
On the weekends, so just come over here and we'll like mm-hmm. batch a bunch of content and we'll take that's like so 4 different smart. Pictures of her. And so it looks like throughout the week that she's taking all of these. So I feel like that's a really good tip.
Very good.
I cannot talk whenever we record. A good tip is that to just batch content. So even yes. we talked about recording 4 episodes in one day at the beginning of the month mm-hmm. and then just doing like the beginning section mm-hmm. where we give our weekly updates. And yeah. even that would save time from just trying to plan it into your week because it would yep. be one day of the month.
I know.
And it actually opens up so much time, like driving time, all those sorts of things. Just yep. batching content, it actually saves so much time.
It really does. And I'm like thinking for us, like, yes, it would be nice, but at the same time, I see you all the time anyways, and mm-hmm. so this does work. I do wish we had a set time, though,
yeah.
that we could do it, but it's so hard because you're filming and not everything can happen.
Yeah. If,
right, let's be real, guys, ish comes up, and you can't just, that's like the one thing I've learned from YouTube, or like just little things come up, or like the weather is junky and you're just feeling eh, or I don't know, it's hard.
I feel like that's
my
a
life
nice
is
thing.
Weird, too.
Yeah. That's the nice thing about YouTube, though, too, is that spontaneity actually works, like, yes. for vlogging especially. Like, yes. just whip out the camera 20 That's times so a week, true. And then you have a vlog.
Even last week, we did, like, prepping for a new week, just, like, a Sunday night vlog. And that, like, day, we woke up really late. We got bagels. And we watched church, and we did nothing. And then randomly at 4, I was like, babe, I'm going to pull out the camera. And we're just going to, like, change this day. We're going to get productive. And that was really fun. So I agree yeah. with you. But in terms of, like, actually trying to get more serious about YouTube, I would say a big thing that has helped us, and even if you don't have, like, you know, someone helping you edit, just sit down with yourself on, like, Sunday night or Monday morning and, like, write down YouTube video ideas and, like, really, really think, like, realistically, okay, when, like, what days can I do this? Like, when can mm-hmm. I really film these videos? Because I don't know, like, I usually will try and, like, have a little outfit or put on some makeup. Like, it's just nice to have it planned. Like, okay, do I have CrossFit? Do I have to take a shower? So, like, really get specific of, like, an actual tangible time that you can, like, film these videos. How long do they take to record? Kind of, like, even if there's not a set date that you have to put it up, because there most likely isn't, like, just kind of think, how long is this going to take me? And have a set goal. Like, mm-hmm. I told Dev, I was like, I want this the apartment tour up.
That's such a week. Good tip, is just creating days for yourself. And I feel like this comes mm-hmm. with just growing up. But Ryan and I were like, okay, we're going to go to the grocery mm-hmm. store every Sunday, and we're going to meal prep so that we have meals ready for yes. the week. We're also going to clean the house on Sundays mm-hmm. so that we just have it. And another thing I've been doing, which is just, you know, I feel like people should know this by now, but I just never was a clean person growing up. It's literally just picking up after yourself, or even when you just see something that's out of place, putting it back in place. And it's crazy how it works, because I just walk around the house now and I'm like, wow, it is so much cleaner, instead Dude. Of just waiting till the end of the week and getting so stressed out by the amount of stuff that is everywhere that you don't do it. And then you go another week, and then you go another week, and you're overwhelmed. So just creating days, like being like, okay, no one watches my YouTube channel, but I'm going to post every Friday, just yes. as a promise to myself. And then you have a structure.
Okay, you said, I wanted to say, like, hold a promise to yourself. Like, I've been bad about this with waking up, and, like, I didn't go to CrossFit the normal days that I do this week. And it's bad. It makes you feel bleh. Like, you mm-hmm. want to keep promises to yourself, because if you can't, I mean, dude, like,
it makes you lose confidence.
Yeah, it makes you lose confidence in, like, other areas. So literally just say, I'm going to get that video up on Friday, and I'm going to do it. And, like, pat yourself on the back, go get some ice cream, like, celebrate it, because it really makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed for me, like, we don't have a set uploading schedule, which I feel like I should. What's your take on that? Like, I feel like we're covering so many things, but for people that, like, are trying to pursue, okay.
Yes. I mean, for my main channel, it's been every Friday for, like, probably 2 years now.
Yeah.
And, like, the vlog channel, I'm more lenient. And Trey Family, it's usually towards end of the week. Like, Friday through Sunday is usually when we do it. But, like, for this podcast, it's every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So just stuff like that. And also having times where you don't work. Like, we've made it super strict to where we don't work on Saturdays and Sundays. And it's so nice to mentally feel like you're taking a break, because some days I'll wake up on, let's say, a Wednesday, and I don't do anything for 8 hours. But mentally didn't feel like rest, because I was stressed out that I wasn't doing anything, rather than saying on Tuesday, tomorrow's my rest day. And then mentally I'm actually getting rest, even though both days I didn't do anything. It's like this mental shift of, like,
so
I don't have obligations today because I reserved it as a rest day.
Yeah, that's honestly a really good point with, like, organization can cover so many different things, but even just, like, organizing your life and your schedule, because we are at home right now, like, school, you're not at school right now, and, like, you're most likely not at work, and so we're just home all the time, and you just need to kind of organize your time and organize rest days and times as well, because, dude, I don't even know what I was doing. When I met you, like, last year, I was working so much, I think because I lived by myself, though, and I just was like, hey, might as well work, and honestly, I'm kind of glad I did, low-key, because it helped.
Every entrepreneur's story has a phase in their life where all they did was work, because you have to do that at first. I don't know. I think you start to slowly move into this more CEO position where you're working on the business, not in the business sort of mentality. But at first, like, no one's going to work for you. Like, you have to be doing all of the jobs.
And I think when you do all of the jobs, though, you respect the people that help you with those jobs more. Like, even stuff Devin is doing, like, yeah, it's new for him, and he actually really enjoys, like, editing and stuff, but, like, I know what it's like to stare at that screen. I didn't do it for long, so I can't say much, but, like, I get it.
Yeah.
And, like, the people helping us with shipping, like, I understand that that is, like, craziness. So we should do a whole episode on just, like, outsourcing and, like, different areas, because it's crazy, like, what it does for you, and, like, working on your business, not in it, but
So for your days, do you use a planner and also a notepad daily, or like how do you do your scheduling?
So I don't use a planner at all.
Okay.
I still have that Bandeau one that we both have, and it's so cute. It's like sometimes I just go in, it's almost like a diary to like see what I was doing. Like it's kind of fun, but I use Google Calendar still. I'm like still an avid.
I have tried to use Google Calendar so many times and I never stick to it.
I really like it just because. So with Devin helping with the business, it's really, really nice to have him be able to like access my schedule easily, or like what call is he taking? What call am I taking? Are we both on this call? Like it just is really manageable. Like you have a team of people and you guys like don't, like how do you stay organized in your team? That's a question I have.
Well, I don't really have a team. I just have Cheyenne, but.
Oh, well, that's true.
Ryan has a team.
I guess I always think of like Ryan, but yeah.
But
you only have Cheyenne.
Ryan and I try the whiteboard. But we're both not using it, so
use the dang whiteboard.
I know. But that's the thing, is it's hard when you don't know what's happening until like 3 hours before and you're like, okay, do I really have to go write this like on the whiteboard right now? It doesn't really make any sense.
That wouldn't.
But yeah, this job is it's difficult to, I feel like we'll be 5 years in still just so spontaneous trying to figure out a schedule. But
and creativity, I feel like, strikes too at very random times. Like I'll even have days where I'm like, oh, I don't want to get like an Instagram picture. I know that sounds like annoying, but like, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to wear an outfit. But then randomly at sunset, I'm like, Dev, let's go. Like, let's just do it. And like, get the cute pic and like have dessert by the sunset. Like, I don't know. Like, life is spontaneous and like work is also that way. So you can try and structure, but it's just, you got to be go with the flow too. Like, we kind of talked about that, how I'm a little bit more of like a planner and you're a little bit like, eh, whatever. And I just realized I'm like, I just need to chill and like kind of roll with it. But
yeah, I feel like if you just have a list of goals at the beginning of the week, it doesn't matter if you don't do it on the day that you said you would, as long as by the end of the week, you've completed those goals. Even if it's like you did every single thing on your list on Sunday, at least you did all of your goals.
Dude, that is, I feel that's so hard because I used to like literally think that I could, for some reason on Monday, plan the exact day that I was going to do everything. And let's be real, like stuff comes up, or a project takes way longer than you thought, or you need to do revisions on this client work that you didn't really think you'd have to do revisions on. That was me yesterday. I was like, oh, I was so confident that like I would have no revisions. Like low key, I was like, these look good. And then they sent back some and I was like, dang, that's going to be probably like an hour and a half of time. I just like block out and I wasn't expecting it. So
you
just got to roll with the punches and like really set priorities too. Because let's be real, like some stuff you just don't have to do this week. Like it could definitely get pushed off. So really pay attention to like where your priorities are and like what thing you can do that will make you feel better. Like we all have those anxious tasks that like we put off because we don't want to do it, but like just knock it out, do it.
And those are the ones that take 15 minutes but you wait 6 months to do
them. Or even organizing, right?
Yes,
or like
exactly.
Picking up the house. And okay, I wanted to add something to what she said. So Delaney Childs is someone on Instagram. Ooh. I don't know. Do you follow her?
I don't follow her, but I've looked at her account so many times, like watched her stories and
she's
stuff like that.
She's pretty awesome. Like if you guys need some fashion inspo, she's like really edgy yet girly. Great makeup tips. One thing I love that she does is she does Makeup Mondays and it's consistent and it's on IGTV.
See, okay. In the social media world, that's so smart because people know when to go to your page.
Yes. And you're like, on Monday, you're freaking on her page. Like, she posted a lot on Monday too, I think, for that reason, because she just knows you're on. But anyways, where was I even going to go? Oh, her and her boyfriend, they live together, and they every single night like set a timer for like 10, 15 minutes, and they pick up the house together. And I was like, that's smart, because that's two people going at it. And like you, it sounds weird.
Two people going at it.
Going at it. But like, I don't know, you could like wipe down the toilets in those 10 minutes if you don't have much clutter. What? I love freaking cleaning toilets. Is that weird?
What?
I love it. Love it.
Because it's satisfying, not because it's like literally fun
okay,
to touch a toilet.
Okay, this is TMI, so gross. Like, you know, like the bottom seat?
Yeah.
Like, there's always like pee and stuff. Like, I freaking love cleaning it.
It's
so satisfying to
me. That's a gift from God that you enjoy that.
Okay, another thought. Okay, this is going to show how weird my brain is. Guys, have you ever thought about if you were to get sick, you like go to the toilet?
What do you mean?
Like, okay. I didn't explain this right. Have you guys had those nights where, like, you're throwing up, right? Like, let's say you had food poisoning.
Okay, like, I don't know where you're going with this at all.
I don't want to be throwing up into a dirty toilet. It grosses me out.
I'm not kidding.
I actually think about these things. This is how weird I am. I like to prepare.
No, that makes sense. I'm a Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say I'm a germaphobe, but I think about germs a lot.
I do not, like, we've all been so sick where you're, like, sleeping on the floor, right? Like, I don't want to be in a gross bathroom. Like,
I love how you're preparing for a situation that, like, when's the last time you threw up?
Never. I literally never do, but guess what, guys? Devin does. So now I live with someone who gets sick. He just has, like, I don't know, his stomach is sensitive. And
don't worry, guys. He's just a little messed up after CrossFit, but it's fine.
I can't even go into that, guys. We can't. I feel like he would take it out. I have a story for one day, though. But yeah, I just, like, now there's two people in the picture. I'm like, what if one of us gets sick? I don't know. I want to have a clean toilet.
Lily thinks of things I would never think about. Like, one time we were leaving your apartment, and you're like, I'm so sad that I'm taking the car, because right now they share a car. And she's like,
you're gonna say that.
I was like, why are you sad about that? And he's like, well, what if he just wants to go get snacks? And I'm like, I would never have enough compassion to think of another person so detailed. Like, the most rare occasion to happen, you think about those things.
Okay, right now I have the car, I'm here. So, like, I mean,
what's he gonna
do? He's with friends, so it's okay. But yeah, like, what if he needed to get out of the house to do something? Or if he wants to go catch a sunset? Like, you never know.
Poor little guy wouldn't be able to.
I know, he'd have to use his legs, use an Uber, I don't know. But guys, I'm getting a second car super soon. I'm very excited. So that'll be, those worries will go away. But anyways, we, like, covered the most random topic.
Yeah, this was just one of those episodes where you go on the roller coaster with us, and I feel like people who listen enjoy that. And some people, I feel like, would come across me like, there are no talking points, and these girls just talk about a bunch of different things.
We talked about organization. We talked about life.
This is what an actual conversation would be like with us. And call me candid, okay? It's like you're on the phone and we're talking candidly.
Call me candid.
So anyways, if you like this podcast, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Our goal is to get to 10,000 reviews by the end of summer.
When is the end of summer?
August.
Like, I don't know.
28th.
When guys, go back August to 28th. Do it.
Ooh, now we're at 4,800 reviews. Hmm. Okay. I'm always scared that I'm going to start reading a review and it's actually bad.
Yes. No, it goes south real quick.
Okay. This one is from Zia. She said, favorite podcast ever. Yeah. Lily and Haley are the cutest people ever. Their podcast is so fun and happy and encouraging, and it really inspires me to work out, eat healthy, and organize my life more.
Hey.
That is so weird, because I don't even think of myself as, like, this perfectly eating healthy, working out,
and
organized human
being. And we're not
perfect,
no. By the way, with that stuff, but it's so crazy to think that we can, like, inspire y'all. Yeah. That's so cool.
She said, I love both their YouTube channels, and I hope they never stop being themselves and inspiring girls like me to never give up and live their best lives. Aww. Okay.
That's really
sweet. I think the best compliment in the world is never stop being yourself, because I personally struggle with, like, as a 7, I always get into different phases of, like, liking clothing, liking working out, and that happens with personalities, too. Like, I'll get obsessed with Zoella, and then I'm obsessed with, I don't know, someone random, like Ariana Grande, and then it's hard for me to not, like, want to change my personality.
Yes.
And so someone just telling me, like, just keep being yourself. I'm like, wow.
I know.
That's a really good reminder.
And I love when people say that, like, you bring that out in people too. Like, I think that's a really good compliment, because I don't know, like, there's room for all of us. Like, be your own person. The fact that people say that is, like, so kind. You guys are the best.
Thanks, guys. We only need 5,200 more reviews.
That is so many. I think we can do it, though.
That's more than we already have. But
yeah,
tell a friend,
do it.
Log into your mom's account and give us another review.
Okay, yes. I want to say, on Call Me Candid Mondays, my favorite thing, and it's probably yours too, is seeing everyone listen. I think it's so cute. Like, literally tag us in a video of, like, your setup. Like, what are you doing? Are you folding laundry? Are you drawing? Like, I want to see. I think it's so cute. So make sure to tag us.
Follow us on Call Me Candid Podcast on Instagram. Her Instagram is All Things Lillian, and mine is
Haley Fam.
Yeah.
And Retro Reprise.
I was going to say All Things Lillian, but that is your shop and
your
account.
Okay, that's another conversation we'll have this evening. Okay. I have thoughts on this situation.
Oh. And that's for next episode when she launches a fun product and we talk about launching. So
seriously.
See you guys later.
Bye, guys. Love you.